You think I'm a monster now? Which is it? Am I the victim or the perpetrator? He moved forward again so that he had a knee either side of Dawn's shoulders, gripping her tight. Dawn began to moan and struggle. Please don't hurt her, Teddy. She's completely innocent. What is that around her neck? He looked down at his hands, eyebrows raised. I wrapped it up. She's not going to get hurt while the scarf's on there. Midnight drew her knees up a little to get her feet flat on the floor. What's underneath the scarf? Teddy pulled back his shoulders. You want to see? I'm Toby. I'm a psychiatrist. Don't panic. People are always like, oh no, don't diagnose me. Well, right off the bat, narcissism. No. So, my father was a heart surgeon. He came over from Nigeria in the 70s, worked in the NHS. He was a good man, but he was a proud man. I think there was something he liked about holding someone's heart in his hands. When I told him I wanted to specialize in psychiatry, he said, no, really? Toby, the Cinderella of medicine? Which, my father thought psychiatry was all nonsense about Freud and being obsessed with your parents. So, I devoted my life to proving him wrong.
Good morning, Robin said. Looks like the weather is going to clear today.
Lord Davin thinks we'll have a few warm days before winter sets in.
Davin has been saying that for weeks.
He didn't say when it would happen,
Yaldin chuckled.
Just that it would happen.
10th of August. Is it too soon to tell Nick? We've been going out for like 4 months, although it feels like longer. We decided. We're officially boyfriends. We've been to Paris together, and we came out to like the whole school year. I even told him about my weird eating thing. Even though I'm totally fine and he doesn't need to worry. But should I tell him I love him? What if he doesn't feel the same?